Next presenter is Jaime Gonzalez-Reza from Michigan State University.
Hello, good morning, thank you for coming. My name is Jaime Gonzalez, I'm from Michigan State University, but I'm coming, my university of origin is the University of Zaragoza, that actually is paying me for staying here for 2 years. I would like to talk about the interaction between atmospheres and sanitizers and their effect of the quality and safety of packaged fresh-cut celery. For starting, celery is a vegetable, an hypocalorific vegetable that has only provides 20 kilocalories and is a good source of vitamin C, A, and is rich in potassium. Provides convenience for consumers, increasing the economic benefits to producers. And here in the United States, this is a very common vegetable. This is in my country of origin, is not very common. Last year, my father started to grow celery in the garden and was a disaster. He told me, what is this? It's very, the taste is very strange and everything. But it's like he was not eating in a proper way. He was like boiling everything together and trying to eat and was like a disaster. So no, this year he's not growing celery anymore. The problem with the celery sticks is that they are very susceptible to decay and loss of green color and also normally develops browning. And the more the more problematic thing is that Listeria monocytogenes was identified in ready-to-eat salads containing raw celery, and 10 cases of hospital-acquired listeriosis were traced to commercially diced celery that was used as an ingredient in chicken salad. So because of this reason, and because little information has been published about this product, especially in active modified atmosphere packaging and modified atmosphere packaging in combination with sanitizers, we decide to go further and to investigate the effect in the of the impact gas composition over the quality and safety of fresh cut celery, and to study the effect of different sanitizers over the, again, safety and quality of fresh cut celery. And we decide also to investigate the combination of these atmospheres and these treatments. So our experimental plan is the following one. This is the flow chart, and we are starting to wash in the whole product and then to cut in 4 inches pieces, and then we make the sanitation. And we have 3 different treatments. One is water we are using as a control. The other is sodium hypochlorite, or that we are coding as XA12 because it's like the brand of the product. And also we are using an alternative sanitizer that is peroxyacetic acid that we call as TSU because of the brand. After this sanitation, we drain the product with a centrifuge, a semi-industrial centrifuge, and then we made the packaging. We were using always polylactic acid, but we have 2 different packages. One is the snap fit container, and the other is like a bag made from film. And in the bags, we also have like 2 different ways of package. One is like the passive atmosphere, just closing the bag and leave as is, and the other way was like the active modified atmosphere that was filling the bag initially with 95% of oxygen. After this, we proceed to the storage during 14 days at 7 degrees Celsius, and we analyze days 4, 7, 10, and 14. So what we were analyzing was headspace of the inside the package. The other thing that we were analyzing was weight loss, and we also measured permeability to oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water for the material, for the PLA, of both containers and also for the container. And we measure color in the surface of the celery and the cut ends of the celery. So it's like double measurement of the color, and finally we measure like safety of the product with the Listeria monocytogenes. So for making this, we prepare three strains deep of 7.2 logs of CFU per milliliter to obtain 4.35 logs of CFU per gram. And after this, we centrifuge and we wait for almost 24 hours at 4 degrees, and then we incorporate to the normal process of sanitizing and packaging. So the results, we are starting with the results, and first we are presenting the headspace atmospheres. At the left we have the oxygen concentration, and at the right we have the carbon dioxide. For the bags that we are, the passive atmosphere bags, we are starting in 21% of oxygen, and we are reaching an equilibrium after 10 days for oxygen and for carbon dioxide. And the equilibrium atmosphere were like 2-3% of oxygen and about 10-12% of carbon dioxide. For the oxygen bags, we are starting in almost 25%. We have a little error in the filling, but not a big deal, and we have a very fast depletion of the oxygen, and at the end of the storage we are not reaching the equilibrium atmospheres. The same is happening for the carbon dioxide. We are not reaching the equilibrium for the at the end of the storage, and we can see that we have like a little higher carbon dioxide accumulated than in the air filled bags. This is because probably the concentration of oxygen is very high, so it's continuing respiring at the maximum speed. However, in here, that in the air bags, that we are at the depletion of the oxygen, started to the respiration rate is lower, so we reach a lower equilibrium value. No difference were found within treatment, within sanitizer. So the sanitizer is not affecting the respiration rate. Also for the SNAFI containers, but for the SNAFI containers we are not having like a real modified atmosphere. We are having like 20% of oxygen and less than 1% of carbon dioxide. It's around 0.2-0.3% of carbon dioxide maximum. So we have three different, completely different atmospheres. And now the following thing is like weight loss, and at the for the bags at passive atmospheres bags, we are having like at the end of the storage we have like 3% of weight loss. No difference within sanitizers. And the same, exactly the same for oxygen. So it's like we are having exactly the same pattern, the same evolution, and the same 3% of weight loss at the end of the storage. However, for the SNAFIT containers, the weight loss is way more reduced. It's about 1% at the end of the storage. This is like a kind of strange, because it's like this kind of package doesn't maintain the modified atmosphere, but maintains the more or less the they are good for water. So this is the reason, because we prove a little more in the permeability, and we measure like the permeability first of the materials, and there is no difference between the materials of use in the bags or in the containers. They are approximately the same. They are like PLA, it's like medium barrier to oxygen and carbon dioxide, a really bad barrier to water vapor. So we proceed to make the direct measurement of the permeability, not the permeability, for the transmission rate of the containers, the whole containers. Why? Because it's like we are having more than diffusion through the polymer. We have in the SNAFI containers, we have a closure, and we have like a pathway to exchange. They are behaving like a perforation or microperforation or leak. So this is the reason, because we cannot measure directly in a permeability measurement machine, so we were making a special method. And finally, we got this, like in the bag, we are having a very reduced transmission rate for oxygen and carbon dioxide, but for the SNF-free containers, is really, really high for the oxygen and carbon dioxide. For the water vapor, it's different, because like the water vapor goes really fast through the material and goes really slow through the pathway. So it's like we can see that for the SNF-free containers, 50% of the exchange goes through the closure and 50% through the material. So in this case, it's very important that the thickness of the material. So therefore, for the SNF-free container that is really thick, we have a very reduced water transmission rate. And for the PLA bag that we have 44, is like it goes the water goes really fast. And this is the main reason to the results we found previously. Continue with the results, we can see that first, the color in the surface is not changing a lot for the air, and there is no difference within sanitizers. The same for the oxygen atmospheres, but we can see a significant difference in here, that is at the end of the storage, we have a little reduced age. So this means that the color goes to, is losing the green color a little bit, but only at day 14 and for the oxygen. And we can see, we see the SNF containers, they are more or less in the middle. But it's like the difference is very few for the surface, and the main change are in the cut ends. This is because we have like the knife goes through and change everything in the product. So we have here the results for the LH for the cut ends of the celery, and we can see in here that maybe we have a little difference in the air TSU with respect if we compare with the others, but this difference in here and in here is not significant. So we can say again that the sanitizer is not affecting the color for air atmosphere. Exactly the same for oxygen. We cannot see a difference within sanitizers. But at the end of the storage, we see that we have a lower age. That it means that the oxygen is promoting oxidation and is promoting the loss of green color, of the original green color of the product. That is like better maintained with the air. And now, is like the more interesting thing is with the SNF-free containers, that of course we have also air and we have high oxygen, low carbon dioxide, and nothing is like protecting the product. So we have like the more reduction of the color. We are losing more green color, and the product is developing browning. However, if we see this combination, that is SNF-free container and TSU and peroxyacetic acid treatment, we see that it's like a huge variation with respect to if we compare with the others. So we went over statistics and we apply like SAS GLIMIX just to find interaction within treatments, sanitizers, and atmospheres. It means that we compute the data together and check this interaction. And we got interactions at day 4, at day 7, day 10, and day 14, always for this combination, SNF-free and TSU. It means that it's not a good idea to place the celery in this package if we are going to apply peroxyacetic acid. Nothing is happening, no interaction at all is happening for the other. It's like, okay, we don't have effect of the sanitizers, we have for the air or the oxygen, and we don't have a real difference we are maintaining a good color for air and for oxygen, but it's at the end it's a little reduced. But this one is really, the snuffy containers at the end, especially for TSU, is really bad. So finally, to end the results, we go to, I'm going to present the Listeria results. And first of all, we are starting with the air, and we are having an increase of Listeria growth during all the storage, and finally we are having near to 7 logs of CFUs per gram. And we can see in here that it's a little reduced with the TSU treatment, with the peroxide acetic treatment, but it's like we go for statistics, there is no significant at all. If we compare the air atmosphere with the oxygen, we can see that this is a huge difference. Oxygen is at least maintaining for 10 days, like the initial population of Listeria. So we can say that it's like a lag phase. So it's like it's helping a little just to maintain Listeria levels. And exactly the same for the SNAP-fit containers. So it means that the accumulation of carbon dioxide and the reduction of oxygen is promoting the Listeria growth. No difference with the sanitizer. It's logical because it's like the sanitizers are not designed to reduce the population in the product. They are only designed for maintain quality in the washing water. So the main conclusion of the study is that the selection of an adequate package combining design and gas composition can help to extend the self-life of celery sticks during the marketable period. And the combination of specific atmospheres and sanitizers results in interactions that have a detrimental effect on the quality of packaged fresca celery. So we need to be very careful with this and with the snuffy containers. Overall, the high oxygen package, independently of the sanitizer, so it show the best balance of safety and quality of celery sticks during storage at 7 degrees. Snuffy containers were also good, but it's like because of the problems that we can obtain with the quality, I will recommend to use the oxygen filled package. And also it's like the snuffy containers is an expensive package because it's like 250 microns thick, and the PLA bags are only 44 microns. So it's, I think it's 4 times the cost of per one bag. And finally, snuffy containers, I will not recommend totally. I don't totally agree in recommending this because of this reason. An alternative packaging like PLA bags can perform better. So we can see here like the snap feed containers to water, peroxyacetic acid, and extra D12 treatment. Here we have the oxygen, and we have here we have the airs, and we can see in here clearly like the cut ends of the snap feed and TSU. This is like really, really brown and really, really dark comparing with the others. So this is the interaction. I have an additional photograph that shows that this effect, and you can see how this combination is promoting browning at the end of the storage. Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for the USDA for the funding for the project and the European Commission for my grant.